Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This Shepherd Sunday, Earth Day, a little of everything today, I want to read to you from the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd no matter where or how I am. The Lord leads and guides us in all the parts of our life, even through difficult days. The Lord is our shepherd. I shall not be in want. There is enough for all of us, enough to share with our neighbors and with our friends and with strangers. I shall not be in want. A friend of mine did a wonderful riff on that said the problem or the reason that God gave us this psalm, I shall not be in want, is because we want so much. I shall not be in want. The Lord makes me, compels me, drives me to lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. A word we need when the world drives us faster and faster with more things to do and more meetings to attend, more to achieve, more to be. The Lord makes us lie down. Breathe, to sleep, to drink in God's creation and power and refreshment, and leads us beside still waters where we can drink our fill of God's grace, where our dryness of soul can be refreshed. You restore my soul, O God, and guide me along right pathways when I'm not sure where to go. When the way before me seems obscured and uncertain, when the future doesn't reveal itself clearly, you guide me along right pathways. For your name's sake. And though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, as so many of us have done this last week, that valley made of bombs and guns and death, this weekend we were filled, this whole last week, the images and media were filled with news of the marathon bombing, of the chase, video after video. It said that this is one of the most tweeted and media-related, media-filled, media-active events in recent history. And I've been following it on Twitter and Facebook and on the internet. And reading all the things that people said, and I was struck by those who said, you know, why are you making such a big deal out of this? This happens every day in other parts of the world. In Israel, in Palestine, in Iran, in Iraq, and even in the not-so-distant past, in Ireland. Bombs in the street and people killing each other, and at first I thought to myself, yes, why are we so special that we make a whole week of time and make such a big deal over this small thing? And then I thought, God forbid that it should ever become ordinary for us or for anyone. There should never come a day where we become comfortable in the valley of the shadow of death, where we feel as if such activity is our norm. We walk through the valley of shadow of death, and we fear no evil because God is with us and with all of God's people. The valley of the shadow of death will not have dominion over us because there is hope. And because God comes, it says in the psalm, and prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies and friends, lovers, and strangers. Certainly, one of the great privileges I have as a pastor is to preside over the table and watch all of you, some of you who know each other so well, and some of you who are strangers. And sometimes to see people who I know are at enmity with one another and angry with one another come and kneel at this table shoulder to shoulder and receive the means of grace, the food of reconciliation. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy, and you pour oil over our heads, and you refresh us and renew us with bread and wine and love. And our cup is running over. All of God's people gathered to be anointed. That wonderful reading from Revelation with that great array, that giant host clothed in white, and the person asks, who are these people? Well, these are the ones who have been washed in the great tribulation. And the power of that text, which before is preceded with all of these wars and all of these things that happen and the great monsters that come through. And if you know the text, it says, and there will be, you know, blood up to the bridle of a horse and all things will be destroyed. And in this text, the great ones come through the tribulation, clothed in white around the Lamb. All of Revelation points to this one moment and this promise reflected in the psalm, that through the valley of the shadow of death, God will prevail and calls us to God's peace. The real power is not in war or violence. The real power is not in retribution nor in revenge. One wonderful theologian says the power is Lamb power. Lamb power. Gentle love that sets the table before us and pours oil over our head even as we walk through the valley. And surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. There is a word of hope. A friend of mine once translated it, surely goodness and mercy shall dog me the rest of my life. It will dog us because God has chosen God's people for peace. The Lord is our shepherd, our source, and our love and power in a world that may not understand what God is up to, but calls us again and again to restore our souls and to drink from the cup that runs over. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But God will always want us. Amen.